This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We are all living.
The First Amendment is in tatters, and now the right to assemble, also part of the First, is in tatters. Now they're coming for your guns.
Living in America.
Taking your calls the next two segments to get to you. We've got some important announcements next segment as well. But this is a crazy time to be alive, I got to tell you. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Nick in New York. Nick, you are locked down, aren't you, there in the Big Apple?
Yeah, we sure are, Alex. Can you hear me? Am I coming through clearly?
Loud and clear, brother.
That's good. I'm glad to talk to you. It's been a long time. I've actually been listening to InfoWars for about maybe... I had my red pill moment in 9/11. Sorry, during 9/11, that was my red pill moment when I started listening to you. Prior to that, I was heavily influenced by the leftist, radio programs here in the city and whatnot. So it's definitively been a heck of a journey. Now I wanted to specify that for the new listeners, actually, that you have listening to the show. The reason InfoWars is so important is because of all the different viewpoints that are presented on the platform. And then what happens is that you start listening to the show and your mind begins to make rational, connections. And you say, well, wait a minute, if this be true, then how could that be true? And so you continue listening to InfoWars, and then you listen to other programs, and it's just the expansion just continues from that point. Alex, I have a couple of things that I'm a little bit concerned about being here in the city. And maybe you could...
Sure, I want to get into that for a moment with you, so we'll get back to you. But I want to speak about what you're saying exactly. Every other program, basically, has one point of view or two fake point of views that are basically the same view. Carol Quigley said we'll give them two choices, but really they're the same thing with different packaging. Here we have so many different views, so many different ideas. We have a real brainstorm, a real think tank, a real debate that gets people who are tuning in to start thinking like that for themselves, which is wide spectrum analysis, and that really is the secret of InfoWars. It's not Alex Jones. It's not even the callers. It's not even all the guests. It's all of us together, that college of ideas where it's not all just propaganda, one-dimensional stuff that gets people to think one-dimensionally in very simple ways instead of looking at things multifaceted, multivariate, and how different systems interlock, different schools of thought interlock, to really give people a realist, populist, pro-human, very in-depth perspective. So I appreciate you saying that. Now, get into your points about the city.
That's absolutely correct, Alex, what you just said. As a matter of fact, I want to jump it into another group. I'm Hispanic by nationality. I'm Puerto Rican. Hablo el español muy bien. I speak Spanish very well. And so therefore, I want to lay out a quick platform here. You've got many people within the Spanish community, particularly here in the city, who are beginning to see and ask questions. And I'm going to tell you what the questions that they're asking. They're saying to themselves and to others, we don't understand how it's even a conceivable possibility that the person who's in the White House, the orange man, who's out to destroy the United States, is actually the one that's out there saying, listen, we got to get this country back up and going. Because a lot of the people who are being affected by this are small business owners who I personally know that are being affected by this.
What you're saying is it's so transparent that the globalists want to stall the country. It's so obvious that Trump has our best interest at heart.
That's 110%. Now, some of these people, Alex, they don't even speak English. And they're saying, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump. These are some of the people that I've spoken to. Now, on another note, there are some concerns that, we have. There are good people in a lot of these blue cities, which are the main hub point of control by the globalists and others that have cited...
Sir, I know that they don't have real elections. I know people hate the globalists in blue cities. Most folks are great in blue cities. We understand that.
Exactly. So moving on to the next point from that is I want to ask our president, I want to ask Donald Trump, because listen, he didn't create this situation, and he's not some, genie or god or whatever. But I listen carefully to what he says, and one thing I got to say is Donald Trump has one big damn ego, in a good way, Alex. He has a very big ego, and I'm going to tell you one thing.
Okay, go ahead. Explain that when we come back. Trump's, we're going right back to you. We'll hear this.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, or yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Orders. Right here in Austin, we told gun shops to close, and some didn't. They defied it. And the globalists didn't know what to do. So the Attorney General came out and said it was illegal what they were doing. The modern book burners are here, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to say no to it. Back to Nick in New York. He was saying he's concerned about one thing. He said Trump's got a huge ego, but he's afraid Trump won't go down with the ship. Quantify that. Go ahead. If Trump thinks America is too dumb to be saved, are you saying he's going to pull something, or what are you getting at?
No, Alex, that's not my point at all. What I'm trying to say is that everybody knows that, and I'm not going to say everybody, a large majority of somewhat informed and very well-informed individuals know that this situation, you know, it just doesn't metastasize like that. This sickness, it doesn't create itself. You don't find these elements in just regular organic situations. Based on a lot of the people you've had on your show that have, you know, explained this information and all this other stuff. So we can see that there's something more going on here. And then now we're talking about a couple of calls ago, he said that they're going to, you know, be doing the mailers so people can vote that way. I mean, this is definitively some type of a power grab, and we can see that. What I'm saying here is that Trump's platform was, you know, promises made, promises kept. On that same whole idea was that let's make America great again. And there's many people that subscribe to that. Part of that is opening up the country and not letting this thing fall any further into a spiraling effect that's going to destroy the entire thing. Well, that's what I'm saying. If he doesn't do what he says that he's going to do, or rather, if the people that are surrounding him don't make moves to open this up and get this engine going. And then I'm hearing on some other level, you know, people that have been on your show and other places, that, you know, the blue cities are not going to open up like that. So there's going to be a stranglehold on a lot of blood flow, if we want to use that.
Oh, that's what I called it. Is there's a showdown because they're holding the blue cities hostage, which are the main hubs of the country. That's what the globalists took those over with election fraud to hold the country hostage. This is a strategic takeover, and you're absolutely right. God bless you. All right, I'm going to go to Jordan, Lander, and Chase in closing, but I need to go ahead and hit this right now. InfoWars has chronicled the last 26 years, the globalist plan for world government, the globalist plan to replace humans with robots, the system of suppression in a post-human world. And as everything we warned about, controlled bioweapon attacks to bring in world government come into place, and world leaders say we want world government to control you, and Rockefeller white papers come out that say that they're going to use global bioweapon releases to bring in tyranny. As all of what we've talked about emerges, it was always true, but now as it emerges publicly, as they go from hiding it to selling it, as our guest said yesterday, They have to silence the voices that were right because the credibility is going straight up. And it's a message to others. You keep your mouth shut and you don't say the things Alex Jones said or you're next. And then they silence themselves and others silence themselves. They self-censor what's popular, what's common sense, what the people want. And then next there's another demand and more you've got to do. There's never enough with this social credit score. So Google bans InfoWars Android app over coronavirus claims. And it says they banned me for saying that I thought they were hyping the virus and that I disputed social distancing, shelter in place, and quarantine efforts meant to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Well, so is the president. Then they go on to say, Jones said, don't be scared. There are a lot of promising treatments. Vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, and others. I was reading mainstream news. Mylan producing potential COVID-19 treatment in West Virginia. WDTV. I've got AP. I've got Norvadis and others to supply tens of millions of chloroquine tablets to fight COVID-19. Now the Democrats are trying to pass gubernatorial orders saying no doctor can prescribe it because it worked great in Europe. I'm not a doctor prescribing it. I just said this fight's going on. This is promising. I showed you the studies. And for that, they said, shut up! Don't bring hope to the people. They're coming after everybody, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, we've got band.video. They're going after our servers. They've been hack attacking us. They're trying to shut everything down. We're fighting hard. Just pray for us. But pray for yourselves and realize they see this is the voice of the people as your voice. They want to shut you up. They don't want it coming out this was a man-made virus. They don't want any of this coming out. They don't want it coming out that sunlight's good for your body and boosts natural vitamin D. They want you hopeless. This is a martial law takeover. And if we bow to this, there'll be viruses every year like this that'll be even more deadly. This is a test. And I have the UN and globalists and Rockefeller documents to prove it. And I just showed them to you. And Gordon Brown calling for world government. So stand up and let them know that you won't be silenced. Tell everyone you know today and tomorrow and next week about band.video and that what they're trying to suppress and the truth about the coronavirus and the truth about the New World Order is at band.video and infowars.com/show. Tell them, hey, this is the verboten fruit you're not supposed to have. Find out what they're so scared of, what they don't want you to hear. The author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law coming out and saying it's man-made. He talked to his colleagues at the U.N. The U.N. chief scientist saying vaccines are hurting people, and they've covered it up. They don't want you seeing that video we have on there. They don't want you to know, and so they want to shut us down. But you can overwhelm them with the power of your word of mouth, telling people about our local stations, sponsoring those local stations, supporting those local stations, taking the videos and articles and posting them on your own sites and spreading them, and take my name off stuff. Just put it out under other names on YouTube and Facebook. It gets around the AI. But whatever you do, take action with InfoWars because they fear this information because it's dead on and it's truthful and it scares them. And yes, you can download our own app directly to your own phone with a couple of clicks. And we'll tell you how to do that right now. It's at InfoWars.com/show. And it's at man.video. We'll put some prominent links up today. We post this video from the live show with links to it as well. Our crime was telling the truth. Our crime was being popular. Here's the one-minute informational on how to get your own web app on your phone, Android, or you can also do it on iPhones. It's a little bit harder, but here it is. It's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. And again, to be clear, go to InfoWars.com/app. and you can get it for the Android or for the iPhone. Two different procedures. Very easy to do. They think you're stupid. They think you're lazy. But do the most important thing. Tell people about the forbidden app at Infowars.com/app. We'll send out an email today with this video from the live show in it to everybody that signs up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. And then send that email on to everyone else you know and say, hey, they just banned his app for talking about what's really happening with the coronavirus and how the Rockefeller Foundation admitted they wanted to use the virus attack for world government and tyranny. They actually say that it's called lockstep authoritarianism and how to take control. You need to go read this right here. It's their paper. Look at this. Lockstep authoritarianism and how they're going to take control with cameras and drones. This is 10 years ago. Oh, and look. Lawyers to homebound employees, turn off smart speakers during work. People are listening to you and stealing corporate and government data. Of course. It's the general slaves that are supposed to not know about that, but they've got to tell their own people. We were right again, right again, right again. And that's why we're being silenced by the criminal class that runs big tech and runs the slave camps in China, the scum at Apple, the scum at Google, the globalists. But they are going down.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors of the sea. I think the next 2 years we're going to get the escape pods ready and move out of Austin. I made that decision. But
with tales of rape, Ulysses, I was naked, ears were tortured by the sirens.
Yep.
For the sparkling wings are calling you to kiss the white lightning.
I like me some cream in my coffee.
And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Where the sky loves the sea.
Same girl, hurts my feelings. Don't say girl.
Find her, she drowns you in her body.
Let's just get capitulating to the left. Sorry, I got three calls. We got Nick Maggins loaded for Bear, and I apologize for taking time. It's been a lot of events today, a lot of big things happening. Jordan in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Then Lander and Chase, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I've been a listener for 12 years. My whole family takes your products. They're world class.
Thanks for keeping me in the fight. They're great products, but you're buying the products keeps me in the fight, brother. That's what I don't want to be taken out of the fight.
For sure. I'm just a dumb farmer, so bear with me as I lay this out. Patriots are divided on how to handle the virus. You got two perspectives. You got Mike Adams and Gary Haven, medical science math perspective. And then you've got Alex Jones, Owen Troyer, and Robert Barnes, rugged Americana, freedom, and liberty. I want to challenge you, Alex, to debate Mike on this topic this weekend as we all sit at home and Trump's trying to make this decision and have a live poll on InfoWars who won the debate. Now, the critical point that everyone's focused on is the death rate, Alex. It's a distraction. It's probably 0.25%, give or take. The real dangerous is the gain of function. That's 99% of the purpose of this virus. The blue cities know that. They know that their cities are going to be overrun because of the overwhelmed hospitals. The tipping point is when the hospitals are overwhelmed. It'll crash the economy. It'll create panic and chaos. It'll destroy Trump. It'll divide. It's already divided the Patriots. You and Mike are.
Listen, I'm not in the cult, sir. I'm not divided against anybody. I've had a bunch of debates. I appreciate your call about a bunch of different discussions. I got to get to everybody here. The hospitals always get overwhelmed by the flu. They're going to point at hospitals and say we're all dead. And the fear-mongering and the dripping of the mainstream media is incredible. They have all these emergency centers set up. It's all there. The globalists are using it to take down the economy. There's not a debate about whether the virus kills people or not. So if you want Trump gone, all this fun, get ready. It's going to happen if you're right. I think you're wrong, my friend. I appreciate your call. Lander in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Bold as a lion today. Sounding good out there. So I wanted to talk about the fact that they keep attacking you for the treatments of the virus. That has two purposes. One, if we don't know the treatments of the virus, the hospitals are more likely to be overwhelmed. Everybody needs to get treatments for themselves and their family members.
Well, yeah, you know what they censor you for is what they're afraid of. I'm not a doctor. I'm the Trumps up there talking about hydroxychloroquine. In Europe, they said it worked really great. I'm saying zinc. I'm saying that's what the doctors are saying. We're not supposed to say what the doctors are saying. They want us hopeless. All these Democrat governors have blocked their doctors with degrees trying to prescribe that.
And the second reason they're so upset with your discussion of the treatment is that this coronavirus weapon is not very dangerous in the non-binary configuration. This, you know, Now, the more important part of this weapon system is the panic. And the real treatment for the panic is studying the truth. That's what you're spreading. And they want people at home, away from their churches, away from the light of the sun, only interfacing with their digital devices.
That's right. This is a globalist AI rape of the public, plugged in with whatever they're sending out on the wavelengths right now and the flicker rate. You know a bunch of stuff's going on right now. This is their attempt, and they're pissed they're losing.
Yeah, we can feel the waves coming in, and it's, you know, being locked in your house, it's not so different from sensory deprivation. That's a pretty well-known technique.
Well, it's coming out. We're having huge divorces, suicides, fights, breakups, drug overdoses, alcoholism. This is all a huge, unhealthy event. And so it's either run for the hill, jump off cliffs, or nothing's wrong. That's not the two camps. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what people like Mike saying. There aren't two camps on that. Mike comes and guest hosts the show and probably come on next week. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a false dichotomy. We're the ones that said it's coming. It's going to be a big deal. Get ready. But now them trying to hype it to create as much fear to kill confidence. No, we can handle what happens. We're going to deal with it as Americans, and we're going to find out what's about to happen. I think the death rate's going to be 30, 40, 50,000. They're going to call all the flu deaths the same thing, maybe say it's 80, 90,000, but then just fear-monger till it's the end of the world. God bless you, Lander. All right, Chase the Patriot, thanks for holding your tail gunner before Dr. Nick Begich of Earth Rising takes over.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You know, whenever these major events are going on, you got all the politicians and all the media, and they want everybody looking over here. I'm trying to figure out what are they trying to slip under the table. So, I'm recently, if you think back, in 2016, during the summertime and the heat of the election, the debates between President Trump and Hillary Clinton, they released the 28 pages to the 9/11 report when nobody was really paying attention. And Super Bowl times when they always try to release their new budget deal, they always try to sneak things through. And so now, you know, I'm trying to connect some of the dots. And our civil liberties have not been attacked as much as they were from the events of 9/11. And if you think about it in a way, you know, we've kind of connected so many of these together. But towards the end of the year, in December, the University of Alaska just released a report about Building Number 7 contradicting the federal government's report. And there was the victims' families of 9/11 also seeking all the evidence. And there were more and more dominoes falling to really open up and see what was going on for 9/11. And so I see this as maybe a way to turn the attention, to have everybody looking over here for months at this big coronavirus. And now, you know, the Senate and the House, for months, if not years, we'll be investigating. How did it happen? What was the response? Who should be held responsible? And we should do that. But really, the way they can control the media, control the narrative, and try to hide the truth, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And so, you know, on my show, people are calling in, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what's the big take? Is it the
Oh, yeah, they're trying to redo the Patriot Act. They're trying to ram through the 20-something trillion missing in the Pentagon, and they want to get rid of Trump. You're absolutely right, Chase the Patriot. You're dead on.
Yeah, and one more thing for you. Earlier in the show, you were talking about finding your sword to attack Satan, and that's straight from the Bible, Luke 22:36. He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and go buy one. God bless you, Alex. Keep doing what you do.
Chase, tell folks how they find your show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I go live every night on YouTube at 10 o'clock Pacific. Also, ChaseThePatriot.com. And I'm on Twitter, at ChaseThePatriot. Also, my podcast.
But Chase, let's be clear. I thank you for being there. We need more people to get on air. I know you reach thousands and thousands of people every day. That's beautiful. We have the initiative. If all the listeners get involved, and if they all just call C-SPAN, call Talk Radio, call Congress, call these shows, support us, spread the word, start their own little blog, start a newsletter in your neighborhood, speak out at the church, just go speak at the city council, run for office. It's going to change the world. God bless you. Dr. Nick Begich takes over. Right now, they are persecuting us. When they start this persecution, more is going to come, but it's okay. It's because we're effective. We're over the target. When I get hurt, when we get attacked, it's not because we're losers. It's because we're winning, and we chose this path. But just keep me in the fight. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank the crew for the great job they do. This is such a beautiful thing we built together, and we're going to keep it on air together. They are so pissed that you've held us up. We've done this. I want to thank you, the audience. You're amazing. The Lorem's coming up in 30 minutes with Owen Schroyer. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is, their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And
welcome back. And it's good to be here on this Friday afternoon. And we're headed into the afternoon in my part of the world and in the afternoon for the rest of the country. You know, I'm here in Alaska today, and we're on this topic of the virus because there's nothing else to talk about, apparently, in the world right now. And this is critical because it's affecting everybody one way or another. And I want to talk a little bit about the perceptions, because I think some of this is really relevant. And the caller in the last segment that Alex was talking with that talks about two camps. There really isn't two camps. There's just a lot of different perspectives being added into this situation. I think that's a better way to look at this. It's not one or the other. It's like, let's get the information. Let's all make good judgments. But recognize that when these things happen, people's playbooks come off the shelf. And it's not like people haven't been waiting for the opportunity. Alex represented the Rockefeller work 10 years ago, Gates work a year ago. I mean, there's a lot of people who have looked at these scenarios. Futurists in the Pentagon have looked at these scenarios and developed game plans. And so the game plan is in action for corporations, for companies, for businesses around the world that built plans and corporations. And I guarantee you, globalists have thought about this, because disaster breeds opportunity for bad actors, which I said the last time I was on the broadcast a couple weeks ago. You know, when I think about this, again, sort of what's happening with this perception, let's talk about that a little bit, because I talk a lot about the brain and how the brain works. And the intellectual side, the left side of the brain, is analyzing all the data. Everybody's doing it. Alex is doing it. I'm doing it. Mike is doing it. Everybody's doing it. And as we analyze the data, what we don't have is the experience in this particular set of scenarios. So we don't have the full right brain connection on the emotional side, because that'll come later. And that's why people are saying, hey, when you really feel the emotion of it is when the news feeds start telling us there's no room at the inn at the hospital. I believe that's true, because then our immediate experience emotionally connects with the intellectual. And then the flood happens and we go into the flight or fight response that Mike was talking about with Alex a few weeks ago. Now, that's important to engage the battle, to get the alert signal. We all got alert signals now. So it's, again, stay calm as the propaganda continues and the opportunity for these guys continues. And here's the biggest thing that happened. They got mentioned and then got stomped out of the media really rapidly. I don't want to see that happen, because it's a big thing and it's something we need to remember. How much money is involved in this fix? And I'm not saying it's the right amount, the wrong amount. I just want to make sure everybody knows what it is. It's $2 trillion from the federal government and $4 trillion minimum from the Federal Reserve. Okay, that's $6 trillion divided by 350 million people in America. And that equals $17,000 per person. Okay, let me say that again. That's $17,000 per person, $68,000 per family of four being thrown into the paper creation of the Fed and the government's contribution to this mess. Now, when you think about that, that's a huge amount of money. And then you want to keep in mind the trickle-down effect, because what lands on the plate of the average house is going to be that $1,250 per adult. So, and the only reason I raise all this is I'm not saying those are good things or the right things, but this is part of the panic party that's going on right now that people aren't fully registering. And where is some of that money going? You know, some of the pork packed into that program is like for the Kennedy Performing Arts Center. And before the show, I looked up how much tickets cost. And for the tickets are selling for May 15th for the opera, you can get seats for between $113 and $205 bucks each. Now, I know most families of four that I know can't afford $113 tickets, even out without a virus, you know, much less $205 each. But that's what we're dealing with. And money's being forked in, you know. And the same for the public broadcasting system and a lot of other things that got forked into this bill to inflate it to $68,000 per family of four and making sure those families of four have 10% or less of that flowing into their actual households. And yet we're straddled with the debt. at the end of the day. You know, we have to sort out the mess or the inflation that comes after. So we absorb debt a new way by devaluing the currency of our savings and what's left of them, if there's any at all. You know, so keep all of this in mind as the panic party moves forward, because panic breeds the herding mentality, number one, and it gives powers that be the opportunity to push us around a whole lot more. And I say stand firm, be respectful. Be respectful of what we are. And I say it every week in one form or another, because by respecting ourselves and respecting others in the midst of crisis, we add calm where panic is all around us. That's who we are at the tip of the spear. Everyone listening is the center of that storm. Calm. And the calm, well, it's all breaking around us so that we keep moving forward, not with a herd, but with a plan, an individual plan for ourselves, our families, our neighborhoods, our friends, and people around us. That's how we take back what has been taken from us in the squishy collective. And this actually, you know, trauma, I've talked about trauma in my own personal life. I talked about my dad's death in other segments on this show in the past and how traumatizing that was for me at 14. But at the same time, how transformative it was for me in changing me fundamentally, what I was able to do, how I looked at the world, the choices I made. We are all in a slow motion trauma right now, no matter how we're perceiving this. Real or unreal, illusionary or not, it doesn't matter, because it's affecting us, and it will for months and months to come, perhaps even years to come. What we don't want to lose in this is more liberty and freedom. We don't want to lose more of what our self-created, God-created images of us are, you know, which is about freedom, about liberty, about doing. We need to retain that at the end of this tunnel. And make sure we enhance that. And now when we're in dialogue with each other, our families, yeah, there's crises in some households. We haven't talked to each other in a long time. But for most people, this is an opportunity to come closer to your families. Come closer to those that are in your sphere of influence. Because now we have the greatest commodity, the most valuable thing that God ever gave us. Time, our lives, our breath. Let's use that now. Let's apply the breath of life that we each have in what we do each day to lift our families up, to lift each other up at a time when everybody's running around fearful and scared, and we understand it. We're all going to cycle through that, me included, you know, because you get lost in it occasionally, and you got to remember. And here's the trick about controlling fear. This is a really simple technique at a time when we need it. I taught it to my daughter when she was 10. It works great. Works good for everyone. When emotions begin to overwhelm you, where you feel you're on that wave being pushed along by this overwhelming fear, stop. Breathe. Think about the fear you're feeling. And as soon as you pay attention to it, you actually gain control of it. This is where the intellectual side begins to interact again with the emotional side, not letting one run off without the other. That's why God gave us two hemispheres. So we have both working with each other. This is what we need in time of trouble. We need everything that we are working as it was intended and designed in perfection to deal with crisis, whether it's the lion jumping out or the AI coming at us. You know, this is an important time. I've talked about control. I've talked about mind control and how social control works. We are at a time when there are big powers about to unleash and have unleashed their game plans. Coming into the last section of the show today, I want to talk about what that might look like. I want to talk about some historical context. This is the InfoWars. You are the tip of the spear. This is our century. This is our year, 2020. Get a vision. The InfoWars.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To the Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's good to be here today on this Friday morning in my part of the world, still in the afternoon across the rest of the country. You know, when I think about all of this, the control that's being imposed, you know, whether it be the control of the media and more controls on speech, which is coming, the Democrats' attempt to try and create electronic currency. I mean, good grief. You know, I was talking about this a few weeks ago. I can't remember whether it was on one of these segments or another show. out there in the world. But just thinking about all this, you know, I was on radio for an hour and a half in Israel and throughout the Middle East a couple of days ago, talking to folks. Everyone's experiencing this the same way. And the rollout of control is being handled in the same way. I talked to people in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, all over, and the rollout is the same. And I've said for a couple years now, everything's being tailored for cultural and political correctness, so it fits into whatever's going on within your sphere. But the thing I would say, too, is a cashless society is going to be a dangerous society. You know, they have negative interest rates on savings in Europe. That happens here. Then all of your money is going to have the invisible tax of negative interest rates, and every transaction that you do under the guise of safety and security is going to be tracked. And everything that you do is going to be scrutinized by somebody who decides who you are, what you're about, and then begins to manipulate you at even a higher level as they track every aspect of your life. The same is true for the initiatives in cell phones. They already have the ability. Now they're going to make it, oh, wait, it's important. You know, Joe Blow got the virus. Now we got to track everybody and everybody that went by him, and so we can track everybody for your safety and security. Oh, my God, hide under a rock. Ladies and gentlemen, don't hide under any rocks. Don't give up your liberty for the illusion of safety and security. Don't give up your freedom for the BS being pumped out all over the world. The fact that the economic collapse is happening isn't because of a virus. It's because of bad policy. Everybody knew it before this ever happened. Now the globalists have cover. It's not our fault. It's the other guy. You know, it's a virus. It's something you can't even touch. And they're squirting the fire hose of money at it to the tune of $68,000 per family of four in the U.S. alone. At the federal level alone, forget what states might be doing to add on to that, or other countries are doing to add on to that globally. What a fire hose of money, and how does money solve a virus? It doesn't. It gives you a false sense of security again. Well, things are being carved away on a wholesale basis, like everything has stood still as everything is carved away. Don't let it happen. Stay vigilant, pay attention to the details, and watch your peripheral vision, what's going on the sidelines, because a lot's going on the sidelines that's being ignored. We need to pay attention. Watch for that second and third wave of nonsense, because it will come. I don't know where, I don't know what, but it will come. So we have to be calm in the midst of the storm. I want to talk, too, a little bit about this from a historical perspective, how we're reacting in Alaska. You know, Alaska, during the Spanish flu, a lot of people don't know this, we were the second most devastated population in the world outside of Samoa. People don't remember this. More people died in Alaska per capita than anywhere else in the world over 100 years ago. One of the tribal governments that I worked with, when I was involved in that work heavily about 20 years ago, more or less 20 years ago, and I work with two groups. I work with Chicoloon Village, and I work with Tayonek, the native village of Tayonek. And I work with the native village of Tayonek's corporate entity, Tayonek Native Corporation also. Now, what happened here in Alaska is Chief Chicoloon, during the Spanish flu, went all around this region of Cook Inlet from the eight tribes that were here and collected all the orphan children because so many parents had died. In my village of Chicoloon, 850 citizens, they guess, were existed then. It was reduced to five sisters, and that rebuilt our village was those five sisters. This happened all over Alaska. So all these orphans went to Tayonek, and Chief Chicoloon made sure they were taken care of, and no one was allowed, particularly white people, because they were the ones they thought carried this, and they actually were at the time. And so Tayonek self-segregated, not just along ethnic lines, racial lines, because they felt the need to, because the clashing of culture hadn't served them very well in the early 1900s. It delivered syphilis, alcoholism, smallpox, and diseases. And this was the last in the chain of events that they really didn't want to deal with. And I don't blame them. So they isolated. I was one of the very few Caucasian people for a long time invited in to help, because a lot of us had screwed things up. And I consider it one of the greatest honors in my life to be asked to come into Tyonek and Chicoloon and work with people I respect highly because of who they are, what they are, and their tenacity, and what they know, you know. And here's what I know more than anything about the Native cultures that I've worked with. They are a family like you have never seen. They embrace each other in a way the nation used to embrace each other. They still do. That's why I always liked tribal governments. You know, it's kind of the place I interfaced in government the most was with tribal peoples. But that's the Spanish flu in Alaska, you know. So Alaskan villages whose elders still remember hearing their parents talking about it have shut down a lot of our rural villages, which aren't hooked onto the road system. Some people are a little worried about that. They've set up 30-day quarantines. Anyone leaving, they're not coming back unless they're quarantined 30 days, not 2 weeks. Because they're worried. They've seen it before. Now, how bad is it? There are certain populations that are exposed that are going to be hit very severely, and we've seen that. The economic picture is already rolled out. I've been talking about that for over a month now. The borders were not secured. This thing is been in the country since probably November. First cases were back in October in China. I came through the borders coming from Hong Kong to the U.S., the 8th of February, there was no questions and no checks on the U.S. side. Friends that came in on that same route into Seattle from Hong Kong on the 29th of February, just a few weeks ago, no questions, no temperature checks, nothing. But that was happening in the third world as early as January. So we didn't do anything. Now, why is that? The bureaucracy, not the president, the bureaucracy should have already been moving. It didn't require presidential action to do what you're required to do if you're a federal employee within these agencies. You need to move forward. And I think they drug their feet a little bit. That's too bad. But we are where we are. Now, here's the thing about lockdowns across the world. They're going to lock them down at different times. They're going to open them up at different times. And guess what? All of this, whatever it is going to reblend again. And so it's not over. The economic impacts are going to be here for a while. It will probably get worse because of the propaganda. But we need to hold our calm, be the center of the storm, be the quiet spot in the center of the storm, but be loud enough to be heard. Be strong enough to be the leader when people are screaming for leadership. Be that leader. Rise out of the place that you are and be the calm voice of leadership at a time when it's needed. And then think of the practical ways to deal with it, because it's here with us, whether we like it or not, whether it's the virus of the plague, of the Spanish flu at that magnitude, we will not know for some time. What we do know is how people are reacting to it has already created so many consequences that cannot be easily put back together. Now, what is important is to retain the things that are fundamental to freedom and liberty. To not allow another Patriot Act kind of suppression of who we are. We need to roll it back the other way, and we'll only do it with that calm voice. They're already pre-setting up the public for chaos. Let's not be part of the chaos. Let's be part of the calm and be ready, be prepared for whatever comes our way. I believe in America. I believe in Americans because that is America. It's not the government as some abstract thing detached from us. We are that. And the government that fears its population is the government that is respectful. And the population that fears its government has lost its dignity, lost its self-respect, and lost who we are as individuals. We're not some squishy collective lost in the world of chaos. We're the light in the world if we remember who we are as created human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. I say it every week because I mean it. I believe it. And from that flows respect. From that flows the power of solution, of creativity, of a combat without engagement in the way that has been done before. Engage with the force of who we are, of the force of what we are and what we're created to be. Change the world one breath at a time, one step at a time, by doing what we believe is right and true. That's how the world changed. This is the InfoWar.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this.
ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.